Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is the reigning ACC Coach of the Year and the man who recruited Jake LaRavia via the transfer portal and then spent the past year developing him into the prospect that the Grizzlies targeted and moved up to select 19th overall in last night's NBA draft. His name, of course, is Steve Forbes, and he joins me now. Forbes, it's GP. I know you had a late night last night because of the draft. I know you had an early morning this morning because you're on the road recruiting, so I appreciate you being here with me. How you holding up?
I'm doing great, GP. I just got to Dallas. It's like 250 degrees here. and then when you go inside, it's 250 degrees below zero. So, you know, good time to catch pneumonia in June.
that's what I remember about grassroots basketball: hot outside and freezing in the gym. I won't keep you too long because I know you're working, but I do remember after you secured a commitment from Jake LaRavia last offseason, I was picking your brain a little bit about him, and I remember you telling me you thought he had a chance. At that time, did you think he had a chance to be a top 20 pick in the NBA draft, because that's what he became last night?
Oh, definitely not. You know, I really truly believed in him and as a player, but at this time a year ago, you got to remember now, not only was he not on a draft board, but the experts in the media didn't even have him or Alondis Williams as a top 100 transfer in college basketball, right? So, no, I mean, I knew he was a really good player. You know, at this time last year, I was getting to know him even more and more and seeing all the things he could do. And, you know, he's such a really, really good all-around player. Doesn't really have any weaknesses. And so those all kind of, you know, became better and better as the year went along. And when I signed him, I felt like he could be an all-league player. I thought maybe in year two he could, you know, be in the draft. I didn't, expect him to be – you know, the 19th pick in the draft the day I signed him out of Indiana State last, you know, late March, early April.
So you, like every other high major coach, is you know, roster building through the transfer portal. For people who are unfamiliar with the story, how does he get on your radar? How does that recruitment unfold? Well, who did you have to beat to get him?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I never heard of Jake LaRavia till last spring. And what happened was we have his college coach, Greg Lansing, from Iowa, like me, and we're really good friends, and he's really good friends with Matt Woodley on my staff. And Matt's the one, he had come to my staff from Drake. So he had seen Jake play in the Missouri Valley. So I just remember, you know, late when the season was over last March, like everybody was doing, because you remember now, we couldn't even go recruit these guys. We just had to watch film. We pulled up a bunch of film and started watching him. And the first thing that jumped off the page to me was just how big and skilled he was. I mean, he's a legit 6'9", 230, handles the ball like a guard, you know, can really move his feet. So that really popped off the page to me. So we definitely wanted him. And we had a great in there with Coach Lansing, Greg Lansing. There was a lot of people recruiting him, Gary. I mean, and sometimes it's luck. Sometimes it's timing. Like Indiana was recruiting him, and then, you know, they made a change. They made a change in Coach Miller was out, and so Coach Woodson came in later, but by then he'd already made a decision. I mean, he had ACC schools packed, you know, Big Ten schools recruiting him, but he'd never really been through the process. He wasn't one of those, you know, EYBL, Under Armour, Adidas kids. He played on a team nobody had heard of for probably his local gas station, you know. So, I mean, he just wasn't a kid that was enamored with recruiting, and we did a really good job of getting him.
Talking to Steve Forbes, he's the reigning ACC Coach of the Year, the man who recruited Jake LaRavia to Wake Forest and then helped develop him into somebody who was picked last night by the Grizzlies with the 19th pick in the 2022 NBA draft. How much back and forth did you have with the Grizzlies front office in recent months and weeks and days?
You know, a A little bit, not a lot. I mean, you know, Chris Mackers, you know, I know some of those guys. You know, I didn't go to the combine. My assistant coach, Matt Woodley, Matt used to be with the Grizzly organization. He was their, you know, at one point their G League coach. And so, you know, he has a lot of ties there. I had a lot of interaction with a lot of teams, though, Gary. I mean, it was. I'm kind of glad it's over, to be honest. It takes a lot of time. And it's good. I mean, and it's necessary. I get it. You know, the last probably 2 days, it got hot. It got really hot and heavy, you know, just with a lot of final calls. But, you know, a lot of things in the NBA, as you know, are kept secret. And that's the hard thing for a college coach at times is you're trying to get the best information that you can get, but yet they can't, you know, they're not going to tell you everything, and I understand. And so you're trying to wade through all that, and you're trying to, you know, you go through, you count on your relationships. You know, I've been in it 34 years. I know a lot of people in the NBA that gave me good information, but not total. And so you don't really know, right? You don't really know until draft night when it starts going down. But I had a really good feeling, and this is the truth. I had it on my chart, and I had a chart of every pick, who we talked to, you know, what they had. And I had him slotted in what I had going from 19 to 30 is what I had. You know, and he worked out for every team from 19 to 30 except Houston, who traded in there late. And he went to Milwaukee and Golden State twice. And so I just had a good feeling that that's kind of where he was going to land.
So I think the initial question Grizzlies fans had last night was, did we really need to move up, package two picks, and go up from 22 to 19 to get Jake LaRavia? Zach Kleiman, the Grizzlies decision maker, said we just weren't going to mess around with it. That's the guy we wanted. We knew we could get him at 19. We weren't 100% sure he would be available at 22. Is it your understanding that he might have been gone by 22?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be, you know, straight honesty here. The majority of my conversations in the last 24 hours was with Minnesota. You know, and so I knew Minnesota really liked him. I knew they weren't wasting their time, you know what I mean, calling me like that, because we've been through all these calls before. And so, you know, I don't know the dynamics. I knew I got a little bit of wind of it here right before it happened. But, yeah, I do think there was a really good chance, you know, that could happen, especially, you know, for a guy that they decided that's who they wanted, then, you know, they went and got him. And they're not going to be disappointed, and the fans aren't going to be disappointed. Jake LaRavia is a really good basketball player, and he's such a team player and such a hard worker. And he's going to keep getting better, Gary. I mean, think about this. I know Grizzly fans will understand what I'm talking about. When the late Tony Barone was coaching the Grizzlies, his son Brian and I are good friends, and Brian signed Jake LaRavia out of high school at Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. I mean, that was his best offer, no disrespect. And so what happened at the end of his senior year, the head coach of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, got released. Brian ended up getting a job, but Jake and his family decided to look around. That's how he got to Indiana State. So basically he signed with Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, then Indiana State, then Wake. And each year he's gotten better and better and better and better. And that's what's going to happen. He's only 20 years old, you know, and so I think everybody's going to be happy.
It's interesting. He is only 20 years old, but for a while on Google searches, he was showing up as 22 years old. How much did you have to clarify that with anybody? Because it became a thing in this draft process that he's not as old as the internet says he is.
I mean, who said it was a thing? I mean, the media, I don't know. It didn't come up to me maybe once. Maybe a month ago.
Right.
But it didn't come up to me personally. Now, I didn't, you know, there's other people involved in this thing, but the big deal of, you know, what that was all about, I guess, because people just go look at the internet or something. I don't know. I knew how old he was. I mean, that was never an issue with me, you know, and then when somebody asked me, I mean, to be honest, I was like, what are you talking about? I don't, you know, go look up his birthday. I don't know. I don't know. I saw that yesterday. I just thought, to be honest with you, I thought it was just a thing. Somebody's trying to make a, you know, get some momentum or some hype, some talk, some clicks, some, you know, whatever about something. I don't think it was really, maybe it was. I didn't think it was that big a deal.
I'm talking to ACC Coach of the Year, head coach at Wake Forest, Steve Forbes, who spent the past year helping develop Jake LaRavia into somebody who was selected 19th overall by the Grizzlies last night. What skills do you think are going to translate seamlessly to the NBA for Jake?
Well, he can really handle the ball, Gary. He's a really good passer, and he's very unselfish. So he's going to be able to get by his man, get in there and make plays for others. He's really good at scoring off 2 feet around a basket. He's a really high percentage of, making shots in around the basket, drawing fouls. But he shoots a high percentage of threes, a high percentage as far as, his percentage, but he hasn't shot a lot. And I think that's something that he's just going to have to continue to do in live play. And he just, this really, truthfully, was the first year he really ever did it because we played him on the perimeter. And he hadn't played on the perimeter first 2 years of college. So I think that's something that you'll see improvement over, over time. But I do think this passing, his dribbling, I think he can really move his feet so you can switch him. And I know Memphis likes to do that, defensively. So I think there's a lot of things that he can do. And he's just tough. And he's a winner. And he's a gym rat. He's a good, great culture guy with a team that's already a winning team. And I think it's a – I'm so excited for him because, Memphis is good, really good. He's going to a really good team, and he's going to a basketball city that I know really well. And so I think it's just a great, great match for a basketball city that is going to embrace a guy that's a basketball player.
Wrap it up here with Steve Forbes, Wake Forest coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go. At the top of the draft, it was some confusion all day yesterday, but ultimately Orlando decides to spend the first pick on former Duke star Paolo Banchero. You obviously have coached against Paolo. You're in the same league as him. What do you think about him as an NBA prospect?
I think he's fabulous. I mean, he's so hard to guard. I mean, he's huge. I mean, I don't know what he weighs. Looks like he's so big and strong and skilled that I was almost like, to be honest, there was times I thought he disappeared a little bit, maybe because he got a little bored. I don't know. Or he had, four other NBA players on his basketball team. So, he wasn't always the guy. But, man, he's so skilled. He's so strong. He rebounds it. He shoots it. He passes it. He doesn't have any flaws in his game. And I do think, I think Jake had a great year, but I also think he played really well against Duke at Duke late in the year against Banchero. I'm sure that probably helped his stock a little bit. He was already gaining momentum, but it's interesting. Everybody was killing our league. We had 6 first round draft choices. We had 7 total. We had 3 guys that made second team all ACC get drafted in the first round. Second team all ACC in the first round. So that narrative to me was a little crazy when you have, you go 14-5 in the NCAA tournament. We got one team playing for the national championship, 2 teams in the Final Four, 3 in the Elite Eight. We had a good league, and there's good players, and Paolo is right there at the top.
That is the ACC Coach of the Year, Steve Forbes, head coach at Wake Forest, who recruited Jake LaRavia to Wake Forest and then developed him over the past year into somebody the Grizzlies targeted and went up and got with the 19th pick of the 2022 NBA draft. Forbes, thanks for being here. Get a coat on and go back in that gym and find the next Jake LaRavia.
Hey, well, yeah, you sound like our fans. listen, let me tell you something, buddy. I'm not the portal whisperer, okay? All right? I didn't, crack the code on that, but, he was a great player, and we love to have another one.
Hey, Forbes, I'll see you soon.
All right, boy, see you.
All right, that's Steve Forbes, ACC Coach of the Year, the man who recruited Jake LaRavia to Wake Forest and then developed him into the 19th pick.